The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
Virginia Beach Public Schools are also closed today. We've got problems with high water.
For communities around the Chesapeake Bay, it was like a winter storm had blown through. But on the last day of summer, it was flooded roads, not snow. 2 years ago, scientists warned that more frequent storms could overwhelm stormwater systems, compromise infrastructure, and close roadways. William Sweet, an oceanographer at NOAA, co-authored the report.
The primary driver is increases of relative sea levels. Land is sinking through pumping of groundwater and natural reasons as well. The Chesapeake Bay area definitely has a lot of natural subsidence, as well as just the ocean itself expanding and getting more ice melt.
Last year, the Hampton Roads region had a 50% increase in so-called nuisance flooding related to warmer waters caused by El Nino. This year, the tides are not done yet.
They're highest in September, October, and actually lowest in February. And it changes upwards of a half foot to a foot in some areas. So we just got off a period of higher spring tides over the last week, and we'll experience this again in the next month as well.
NOAA plans to release a report sometime next year with tools and guidance to help localities deal with flooding. I'm Pamela D'Angelo.